This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is Shatter the Darkness, well, kind of live. We were ready to go Tuesday night, February the 1st, 2011, and Global Star, the connection between us and the radio station broke down three times in the beginning, so the choice was to go with Monday night's rebroadcast. While that's going on right now, I decided that this was too important not to put up Tuesday night and the subject that we have for this evening. So here is, for the archives and for those who will be looking for it, the Tuesday night, February 1st, Shatter broadcast. It involves sexual and ritual abuse in the Catholic Church system. Now, listen, the entire theme for the week begins with the new movie, The Rite, and the issue of Catholic exorcism, but it's beyond that issue. What we're seeing out there concerning this new movie is the engagement of the Catholic Church and exorcism and demonic possession, which is off the scales, off the charts worldwide right now. So the movie reflects what is going on. The movie, though, presents a kind of a caricature of biblical revelation and the simplicity, authority, and power of real deliverance demonstrated by Christ, demonstrated by the apostles, demonstrated by second-generation believers in the book of Acts. This is Russ Dizdar. The website, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Hundreds and hundreds of downloads in courses and materials. And we just kicked off yesterday a massive study we're doing, a training course. You can get involved right now. It may last for 6 months, and it involves homework. It involves practical things. It's on the book of Acts, which is the first 30-year history of the early church. And we put the introduction up right now. Now, if you go to the website, just scroll down a little ways down, and you will see where it says newest daily and weekly update, MP3s, news and events. That's where the Book of Acts newest materials will be constantly located. Scrolling up a little ways from there, you'll see where it says the Book of Acts Field Manual for the End of Days. And I'm just going to tell you quickly about it. It's got its own webpage, and it's simply called Acts Field Manual for the End of Days. Now, we've got an introduction up. We have session two going to come this week. We have a number of smaller sessions that will also add to the entire project, but there will be anywhere from 28 to, 55, between 1/2 hour and 1 hour training, teaching sessions. We're going to pray that God will bless you. Now, listen, the introduction is already up, so you can get that and check it out if you want. The Black Awakening, which the book, The Black Awakening, is based on, 24 hours of training, that is up also free for everyone. And we want to let you know the book, The Black Awakening, still available. And it does speak to the issues around the world that are even going on now in the Middle East among the Roman Catholic Church. We got a chapter on this and the satanic infiltration of the Catholic system. Now, this week we're talking all about that, and we want to say that we've gotten emails from Catholics, that we've gotten a special, actually it's like a testimony, and I want you to know that I cannot say the name, but I can tell you that this testimony really touched my heart, moved me to prayer, and as I read the entire thing, the individual said finally on there that he doesn't know Jesus yet, but he wants to. So I've responded by sharing the simplicity of salvation and praying for this friend today. And maybe they'll be listening tonight, listening later to this. And we're praying that they come to know Christ. And really, that's what this is all about. It's about really knowing God. The exciting thing that God is knowable, that God is pursuing us, that God wants. Well, God wants us. And I say it like this. More than anybody else wants us. God does want us. That's what the cross is all about. That's what the Savior dying there and the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the coming again of Christ is all about. You, if you're listening now, You either know the living God, Christ dwelling in you, or you don't. The Spirit of God is not in you. You don't know God in a personal way. You're not assured of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Well, I'm glad you're here because we want to make it clear to you tonight. Whatever your background, listen, you can be a Baptist and not be saved. You can be a Presbyterian and not be saved. You can be a Catholic and not be saved. You can be a New Ager or somebody into alternative spiritual stuff, have all kinds of spiritual experiences and still not be saved. And God desires that. Jesus says in the Gospels that he came to seek and to save that which is lost. And it all involves God's glorious and incredible personal redemption of our lives. Now, Tuesday night, February the 1st, we're dealing with, in this broadcast, the satanic ritual abuse and the multiple personality issue within the Catholic system. Now, we are talking about the largest institution in the world, the largest religious institution in the world, and the wealthiest institution in the world. We're telling you this week there's a combination, and that's why I'm going to call it all through this week the Catholic or Roman Catholic system. Because there's a political side, there is a liberal side, there is an infiltration of the Luciferian cause, there's that underground side, there is syncretism among other religious ideologies, and there are traditions that have usurped the simplicity of the Word of God, of Christ, of salvation, and our ability to have a relationship with God and walk with Him. Now, I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say that truly about, well, a lot of institutional religious systems out there. And that's part, I believe, of the work of the dark side in obscuring the clarity and the call of God to every human being, every heart. And if you're listening right now, I'm confident the Spirit of God will be calling you to come to Christ. And you can know God and you can be saved and Christ can live in your heart. And if that's where He already is and you know the Spirit of God dwells in you, well, I know that you can say amen to that. So I appreciate the emails that have come in, the letters that have come in. I want to say again that in this program, along with all that we do, and the best way to know about all that we do, going to www.shatterthedarkness.net on the web. All the broadcasts, all of the other course materials, all of the other materials that we have put out have now reached into over 90 countries of the world. 2 million downloads of that, thousands upon thousands of live listeners, and I have no idea how far the extent of this really goes because I get emails from individuals that have seen videos. Let me tell you something. I have not made one video. Dear folks out there that have taken sessions that we have done, have added pictures and visuals and put them up on YouTube, and all of them have been out there, and by the thousands upon thousands, those have been downloaded all over also. So I'm glad to welcome those who have emailed me, glad that you've seen those, glad that you've heard on a radio program somewhere, here or there, and we're glad that well, to be there. Listen, we're praying to be there. For the Russians, for the Chinese, two major areas of prayer to bring this missionary message of the love of God into your hearts and lives. To those that recon the show, to those who are military, to those who are shadow government and Luciferian and recon specialists, that's great. I'm glad you're here. I know that you're interested in what we have to say and what we have to reveal, maybe tonight's program, dealing with the superforce and the infiltration of the Roman Catholic Church by Luciferians, touching on the, well, what some have called it's the invocation, the historic, what some have called the enthronement of Lucifer, of the Antichrist, in the Vatican. Now, we'll talk about that tonight also, and we, again, want to say that if we are sometimes, or if we're not on live air, please realize at the website, we will put up 1 hour sessions again and again. Let me tell you again that the radio project has been basically for the last year up to this very date taken care of by a couple of individuals. I'm grateful for a couple of others that have come in to help out. But listen, we are not there yet. And moving into February, we don't have the ability. We do not have products. We do not have business backing. We do not have things to sell like that. So we rely simply on those who believe the live radio and all of the work that we do is a benefit. And you want to see it beneficial to others. And you want to support the project. We need you. We need your investment. We need, literally, we need big investment. So with as big and broad and as many folks involved, we're simply saying and inviting you, look at the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Look at the little tab that says support. You can read about it there. If you want to keep this live broadcast on through Global Star and coming to you by satellite, coming to you by internet radio, well, we need to hear from you this month. And we need to see who wants to. And again, by the thousands and literally worldwide, by the hundreds of thousands upon thousands of downloads. We have a lot of friends out there. And we do not speak much other than at the very end of the programs. You know how I say it. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. Well, we'd love to see. We have about 30 folks that do that. That's right. Out of hundreds of thousands. So we'd love to hear from others. Our simple prayer goal, 100 friends, to help keep us on the field full-time, all the projects full-time, everything we're doing consistently full-time, and even this radio project. If you have the ability, if the Spirit of God speaks to you, please let us know. We'd love to continue live radio and the entire mission project of Shatter the Darkness and Preemption Broadcast. For those who are brand new, this is Russ Dizdar. We don't speak much about the funding issues, but we have to at times. There's no other way. We trust the Lord as He's opened the door in the past to continue. If that door does not open, we will not be, well, in some of these veins of ministry, these doorways. We'll take every door God gives. And by the way, Watchman Radio, Richard Keltner has asked that I would host his program this coming Saturday night. And I believe for everybody it's 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. And so I'll be putting this up on my website tomorrow and letting you know that I'll be hosting somebody else's radio project and program that is also local and internet and so forth. And I believe satellited too. So we'll be there Saturday night, Watchman Radio. And we'll put the link up to let you know. So we're glad to have the opportunity to host and the freedom to share what we share. Tonight, we're dealing with the infiltration. Catholic Church, listen, I know there's a lot of news going on right now all over the place. And it's just amazing right now with the hundreds of thousands protesting for change. Who would have guessed this a month ago? Not very many. I've not seen any projections of an entire uprising in Egypt and a flipping over of the government there. The Islamic Brotherhood's involved, and now four of the nations were seeing it. In the news also is the big, massive storm, and maybe that had something to do with being cut off live on Tuesday night, February 1st. It is just absolutely ice outside here where I live. I mean, it's like rained and rained and then frozen, then rained and rained and then frozen. The trees are hanging. It's beautiful, but it's like an ice capade and ice palace right outside the walls from where I'm at right now. I thank the Lord for warmth right here. We have tonight, well, again, I want to say to all the Roman Catholics, wherever you are in all of the world listening, and I don't doubt that maybe some there in Rome, some there in the Vatican may hear these words. I come with an urgency about the infiltration of the Catholic Roman Catholic system. I come to say it has been long infiltrated and deeply infiltrated, that it does have everything to do with the end of days, the rise of the Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, and, well, how things will occur when the collapse and a new world order comes. Now, I'm going to read to you something that came off the web, Cerebyte.info.com, and I'm picking pieces. Now, I've read Malachi Martin. I have listened again to William Kennedy today in interviews. I've read his materials, and so we've researched. We have been in Catholic churches. We have counseled thousands of hours, satanic ritually abused, who have taken us to, well, I would say at times, obscure Catholic churches, old Latin math Catholic churches, where they said that black rooms, satanic ritual abuse, and the worship of Satan occurred. Now, we've been in many places. We've had to kind of cross the line to see what kind of abuse was going on. And we're involved right in the middle of it to this very day. Now, I'm going to read something off the web, and I'm going to just quote it straight off. Here's what it says. Knowledgeable churchmen called, the super force within the Vatican, within the Catholic system. Rumors concerning something there. Now, when Pope Paul VI's reign began, I believe 1963, there is what he alluded to as the smoke of Satan. You know how they say where there is smoke, there is fire? The idea of the smoke of Satan and the reality of satanic worship embedded. Now listen, you've got to understand how much secrecy, how deep tunnels and underground rooms I don't think most of the world has any idea of the secrecy of the underground tunnels and everything else that runs through Rome, let alone the old tunnels where Christians hid, the catacombs and other places. So let me say this, because I know of hundreds of our pieces of material that have been being downloaded right there in Rome, right there in buildings, eyesight away from the Vatican. I want to say welcome to those who are priests and leaders and others that may listen. I take a deep interest into the Catholic Pope and his background, and as they say, as a child, German is one thing, but the Nazi involvement and his connection to the past. The things that I'm reporting to you right now primarily come from those who say they are baptized Catholics. Now, I'm not going to debate all the fine points of Catholicism. I'll talk about some of those issues in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night's live program. You can always get the archives if you don't listen live later on during the week. Just search for the archive tab and you'll see that all of what we do during the week is archived there and connected. Well, here's part of the issue concerning the infiltration. Many people that have read my book, The Black Awakening, knows that it's all about 28 years of involvement of dealing with satanic ritual abuse, those who've had split personality, that is, the purposeful creation of sub-personalities. Now, again, in the book, in our materials that if you've been familiar with us, this goes back to the spiritually-oriented, conceived project of super soldiers, the Aryan race, hybrids, the goal of creating spiritually, physically, and in every other way, superior individuals to be the troops, to be the master race. Now, the concept is a spiritual one. It continued after the fall of Nazi Germany. We can all go back to the rat lines and to the known material, documentaries and so forth, concerning thousands upon thousands of SS troops, scientists and leaders and others that have that had ways to get out. Never showed up at Nuremberg for the trials. Many of them never got hunted down by Israelis in the search for Nazi war crimes individuals. Now, the rat lines included not only willing and welcoming of Nazis in getting out and bringing them into the Catholic system, but the purposeful infiltration, Nazi leaders, Nazi SS troops, while becoming fake priests and coming into the system and finding ways through those rat lines to around the world, Colonia Dignidad, Paraguay, all over the world, all over Pennsylvania, all over the world, the system snuck out, continued, and the spiritually conceived dream of a thousand-year reign, counterfeit to the millennium of God, of a spiritual and governmental and military control, well, a new world order. Now, we all hear about that constantly, but and many people have speculated on the Catholic system's involvement or use or what will happen when the Antichrist does rise. Now, here's what I want all Catholics to understand. The Antichrist will rise, but he will be around at the very least 30 years before he ever comes to visible presence and visible power. This means the false prophet would also be alive. So I'm just saying that in 5 years, if the Antichrist was to have the visible reign, the chaos was to break out, a new order was to rise. And let me tell you this, and this goes to all the those who study people like David Icke and Jordan Maxwell and many other conspiracy theorists, but don't see it in light of biblical revelation. Listen, this is for all those who listen to conspiracy talk radio worldwide. There is no new world order without an antichrist. There is no new world order and antichrist without the spirit operative behind the scenes in the development of and the eventual, well, cause of the great chaos for the sake of the rise of the new world order. It is completely spiritually empowered. Now, the biblical revelation I use the most, Ephesians chapter 2, the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work. You can take a look again at 2 Thessalonians 2, a secret power of lawlessness, a mysterium, a black nobility, a hidden sect. It's much broader than all that. We're talking about from Hell's Kitchen, real, global, spiritual, collective that operates towards a progressive, systematic goal. And there are events, there are things that the dark side is going to do in the world. We're not clueless because the Spirit of God has given the heads up. The Spirit of God in biblical prophetic revelation has defined the progressive development up to the chaos, up to the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet, all that's going to happen. In the midst of all of that, the rise of a, well, the pinnacle of satanic manifestation, Babylon. Now, you can check it out, Revelation 18, and see that is the pinnacle. This is the pinnacle of the dark side's actual manifestation to this side. The world will be saturated with manifest dark presence everywhere, every city, every nation, all the places infused. The political ideology, the military vision and development, the environmental and economic causes, all will be saturated with the, well, prince of the power of the Eros, this spirit that is now supernaturally operative, and this secret power of lawlessness that is already at work. Now, you can study that and look and deeply study Daniel, deeply study Revelation, deeply study in Thessalonians and 1 John, and God gives the picture. So when people ask me, do you think that the Catholic Church could be used? Well, yes, any place can be. Any place that lets loose the foundations of the Lordship of Christ, the authority and supremacy of the Word of God, the presence of the Spirit of God, and the clear mission of God in the salvation of the human race. There is a mission that God is operative in worldwide. There is a body of Christ that is worldwide. And it is effective. And hundreds of millions are coming to Christ around the world. Those friends that listen in China. We've been told 200 million, 250 million. Some have estimated 300 million believers. Around the world, individuals in Russia, individuals in, well, Croatia, in the Netherlands, anywhere in the world that people are hearing the gospel. God is on the move around the world. And part of that is what you're hearing now. This mission is about the compelling nature of the Spirit of God, the love of God, to reach out to every single human being. And it's done packaged in the critical issues of the day. Is there satanic infiltration in the Catholic system? That's a critical issue. Is there and was there a enthronement of the Antichrist in the 60s at St. Paul's in the Vatican? Is this not a critical issue? When popes themselves mention the smoke of Satan, when bishops and priests are all trying to confess and be whistleblowers and tell about a secret system, a black nobility, a super force behind the scenes, involved in the plotted deaths, maybe even a pope's, that are hiding because in the biblical scheme of prophecy, God's restrainer is holding back the release of the chaos and the ascendancy, apocalypse of the Antichrist and the new regime. Let me make it clear from the biblical picture, Revelation 12. When the Antichrist rises to visible power to initiate the new world order physically and bring the control of it into the world, you must understand that regime has been put in place, been developed, maybe over 30, 40, 50, 60 years of direct development. Is there a conspiracy in the world? 3,000-year-old prophecy, Psalm chapter 2, asks the question in the future, during the day of Armageddon, why do the nations rage, the peoples plot in vain? There's a conspiracy, and the kings of the earth will take their stand against Christ. I want those who listen to conspiracy projects, radio programs, view the documentaries from all over the world. Whether you're in Russia, and please, if you're in China, this includes you completely. Or they're in, well, South Africa, where downloads, and in Brazil, all around the world. It affects the entire world. All of it does. The prophetic communication of the four horsemen, Revelation 6, it affects the whole world. We're talking about this breaking out, but then how is the Catholic system affected, used? Listen, when I read some of the individuals that say they are baptized Catholics, that they are still somewhat committed Catholics, but also have no fear in dealing with and bringing exposure to a satanic system within the massive, largest, most financed, and maybe most secretive institution in the world, the Roman Catholic system. And the cultic acts, I'm reading here, quoting, and it comes from material from Malachi Martin, or as William Kennedy, author of Lucifer's Lodge, corrects everyone by saying Malachi. Now, I listened years ago to Malachi Martin's interviews with Art Bell on Coast to Coast. They're still out there all over the web on YouTube to hear. And when you hear some and hear more, and when you deal with the actual victims themselves and listen and are taken to actual Catholic church structures. See, I know of individuals that are kind of like the spies of Israel. They are in the Catholic system looking for it. Some of the Catholics listening right now may be those that have been looking for it, that know what's going on. Some might be nuns. Some might be priests. Some might be others that know that within the system, the smoke of Satan is connected to a super force, a black nobility, that which is part of the regime of the Antichrist, that which opposes God, where secret dark rituals will occur. And I'm going to quote here, in the context of Windswept House, Malachi Martin's book, Windswept House, his claims concerning that Satan was formerly enthroned in the Vatican, in the chapel of St. Paul, and in parentheses it says, by all reports, a dark and appropriately spooky place. The ceremony was so-called the enthronement, and it was coordinated with another place, they're saying South Carolina. Now, what I understand in this, usually there's a third, a triangulation. There may be a third place that this all came down, where there were simultaneous rituals. And if it is a power cone, a triangulation between three spots, the Vatican, South Carolina, where Albert Pike, the Luciferian Mason's home was, and they're claiming that in a church, a Catholic church there, in a city there, simultaneous satanic ritual, that's a normal thing that is being done worldwide. And if it's done in that sense, there is a lot of presence, a lot of power, and those who are deeply biblically inclined must understand. If there is a counterfeit Christ, there is a counterfeit development, a counterfeit birth, a counterfeit conception, a counterfeit mother. That's right. Whether you call her the Black Madonna, you have here the recognition of a prepared, probably bloodlined individual where there was spirit to human egg in some goal of a counterfeit conception of God in the womb of Mary, in the conceiving of Emmanuel, Christ, the Messiah. In the case of God, the Spirit of God, operative, and causing the conception within Mary, we have clearly, perfectly, the incarnation of God in human flesh. If it is clearly Satan causing a counterfeit to that, then we have Homo Satanas. Then we have Satan in human flesh. And the question is, maybe there are those that know, maybe there are those that will listen to this and pass it on to friends in the Vatican. Maybe there are those brave, strong individuals that do know of the smoke of Satan, that do know of this underground that is developed. Well, we want to hear about it. And I believe that part of this program is to help not only bring the exposure, but call for it. I have no question that we may have been knocked off live air February the 1st on a Tuesday night because this prepared session is being fought against, and I'm one that does understand spiritual warfare, and I'm saying that this has been fought against all day, and I'm saying that as we prepared to go live tonight, we are cut off three times and finally cut off completely, but we knew that it had to prevail, and we knew that we had to throw the questions out. Let me read a little bit more, and I quote, in Windswept House, Malachi Martin was quite explicit about the conditions in the Vatican. Opening the novel with the above-mentioned satanic ritual, in it, Satan was formally enthroned in the Vatican in the Chapel of St. Paul. The ceremony was coordinated in other places, including South Carolina. For those that might know the information in South Carolina or a third place, let us know. Quoting again, most surprisingly, Martin proposed that there was a secret and unspecified bargain between the Holy See, involving the Pope and the highest of powers in the Catholic system, and a mysterious governing body, in parentheses, called the Lodge. You wonder whether or not that's the reason, and I would guess that's the reason for the title of the book, by a man that says and proclaims he is a baptized Catholic, William H. Kennedy. That governing body called the Lodge within the Catholic system. And it goes on to say this, quote, that every pope since Pius IX has signed the Keeper, apparently a member of the Roman black nobility trusted by both sides. For Pius had lost the ancient papal states, yet this devil's bargain with Freemasonry allowed the Vatican to continue to exist as a political and economic power in the world. End of quote. Now, when we bring in the name or the system Freemasonry, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I do know the United States has 56,000 Masonic temples, every city, every location, with the deepest of occult symbolism, objects, materials. Oh, I have the book, Dogmas and Morals, by Albert Pike. He is definitely a Luciferian, promotes Lucifer as the bright, knowledgeable, shining one, and articulates his coming into the world and a need for a plotted, planned, spiritually empowered, massive global chaos that will help to usher in a new world order with a new super leader at the front of that. Now I'm going to quote some more here. I'm quoting right now, and this comes out of the book materials by Malachi Martin. Quote, suddenly it became arguable that now during this papacy, the Roman Catholic organization carried a permanent presence of clerics who worshipped Satan and liked it. End of quote. And this is emphasized here. That since that time in the 60s, and see, I look back at the rat lines in the late 40s, continuing into the 50s, and the structure developing worldwide and embedding itself there in Rome in the Vatican areas. You've got to understand, listen, spiritually, this is what Satan does. When the church was initiated by the power of God, Acts in the Bible, Acts chapter 2, by the time you get to Acts chapter 5, you see Satan appearing through lies and leading two individuals to conspire, a conspiracy. Satan literally got into them, filled them with his presence, and was infiltrating the early infant church. But Peter was standing there with the Spirit of God, full of the Spirit of God, and probably a discernment and a word of knowledge. Satan was stopped. The infiltration of the church worldwide and the biblical revelation that dark powers will come to bring counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, counterfeit doctrines, counterfeit Christs, and have the audacity to try to even fool believers. If you're a believer in Christ, indwelt by the Spirit of God, how's your discernment these days? How packed are you with the Word of God? How are you filled with the Spirit of the Lord? And are you looking at biblical prophetic revelation where God, out of a third or more of that New Testament biblical prophetic revelation, unveils Satan's evolutionary development and apocalypse ascendancy, the pinnacle of satanic presence and power into this world? And let me tell you right now, worldwide possession is off the scales. In Europe, possession is off the scales. Satanic groups in every kind of style, off the scales. The last reports from Catholic sources, 600,000 committed to Satan's satanic practices in Italy alone. Come on, we're asking you, go to shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down to the left, there's a phone number you can call. Nobody will answer. Nobody will call you back. You can leave the information. You can write to us email-wise, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. You can also write a note, as many are doing now, to the P.O. Box, Shatter the Darkness, P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. I'm quoting again. Suddenly it became unarguable that now during this papacy in the 60s, the Roman Catholic organization carried a permanent presence of clerics who worshipped Satan and liked it, of bishops and priests who sodomized boys and each others, and of nuns who performed the black arts and who lived in lesbian relationships every day, including Sundays and holy days. Acts of heresy and blasphemy and outrage and indifference were committed and permitted at the holy altars by men who had been called to be priests. Sacrilegious actions and rites were not only performed on these altars, but had the listen, I'm quoting from the materials from Catholic sources put up by those who had been abuse victims by bishops, by priests who understand from the inside out the satanic agenda to create chosen ones. Satanic chosen ones. Listen to and this is a word of the Catholics and those that are in Rome specifically. There's a book we put out called The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers. It has everything to do with the infiltration of the Catholic Church, the worldwide system that will lead to the collapse of nations into the new order. It involves, without question, the satanic goal of the acquisition of the Roman Catholic organization or system, its unprecedented wealth, its organizational commitment. Now, when I read this material to you, I'm not sure what you think concerning it. Let me read some more, just a little bit more. In describing it as the black nobility, as some have done, this enthronement of Satan, which would have included a satanic ritual. You can go back into the history. All of those who understand the history of babies being born, of dark satanic worship, of the kind of European satanic take an altar, take a host, take a virgin, a chalice, everything done Latin backwards in the reading of the scriptures. Well, the Black Mass is all about the Catholic Church. It comes as a rite done in opposition to the Catholic system. Let me say that right now in the world, our estimates are out of four generations, 100 million satanic ritually abused individuals. Those of you who are now 58 and 60 and 61 and 62, you're the first generation. Lebensborn and others back into the Nazis, that's where there is a massive burst, or if you want to say origins. But now we have those who are 40s and those who are 20s and those who are 8, 9, 10, 11. We have four generations. We have mothers that are multiples and unhealed, that had children that became multiples, that had children and that now have children, all multiples. The purposeful creation of subpersonalities, the demonization and programming, their being among us. And listen, though we've dealt with so many of them here in the United States, though our goal is the salvation, healing, deliverance, and freedom, there are millions that are intact. They are within the Catholic system. As I said, we know of one team that is counter-infiltrating, prayer-targeting. There may be some Roman Catholics, there may be some victims, well, that know they need to bring the information, tell the truth. Tell the truth about Sister Marguerite Ann Paul there in Toledo and Bishop Robinson and the whole satanic underground sect within the Catholic system there. What about in your area? What about in your area? You ever notice among the priests that many of them have German background? Do you ever notice among satanic, ritually abused individuals that inside of them they have German-speaking sub-personalities? Nazi and Hitler and the whole ideology of a master race and a coming millennia and a coming Superman, they have that embedded in them. For those in America, Canada, Australia, England, and you're working with, they call it satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, DID, whatever they want to call it, it is the transmutation of human lives. But let me tell you this also. It involves the placement. I've said again, and I'm saying to the American believers right now, those listening in America, that across the United States since the 50s when the project began here, you've got to understand now, 60 years later, every single city in the United States has the victims, has those intact, which means there has been a coven there for 50 or more years, which means that there have been hundreds, thousands, our estimation, 500 million satanic rituals in the development of, they call themselves chosen ones. They call themselves the troops of Antichrist. If you haven't asked the question, psychologist, counselor, pastor, where did they all come from? Where did they all... I mean, nobody heard about it in the 50s and 60s and 70s. A few began to leak into the counseling, the psych wards, but they had nothing in the American Psychological Association's Diagnostic Manual, the DSM-3, that had to be changed. Listen, they had to write it in saying, listen, we've got a phenomena here. Hundreds, then thousands, then millions began to show up with dozens of sub-personalities. I have somebody that wrote me yesterday. And I feel bad for them. They have a sister that was going through all kinds of things like Annalise, Emily Rose. You know, the movie, The Exorcism of Emily Rose that failed, even like the movie The Rite just lately where the so-called exorcism failed. My contention is, and my observation and opinion is, Emily Rose, Annalise, was a multiple. And they didn't get to the programming. They didn't get to the sub-personalities. They didn't understand they had a chosen one among them, which would have been first generation. Throughout Europe, all the Europeans, and even throughout Russia, because of the Psy Warrior projects, super soldier projects, the Trojan horse that the United States, OSS, CIA, DIA has bought into, the Russians did too, all over the world. The projects to split the solical side, create sub-personalities, create Manchurian candidates, well, that's one undeniable part of the system. But the other side is supernaturally, through real satanic powers, cloaked, hidden, and operative. Whether you agree or not, I at least ask you to hear me out, because I'm screaming out to you today that throughout America, Canada, Australia, Europe, and even into Russia, no question in Italy, in Rome, massive development of underground, well, chosen ones. Forced, controlled, split, demonized. They know about the mark. They're prepared. They're waiting for the activation. They're waiting to be unleashed to create the hell on earth that will pave the way for a new regime that will masquerade as a savior politically, economically, on a military basis, and environmentally. The fake masqueraded new hope will lead the world into billions dying in just a few short years. Jesus called those days unprecedented, and that if he would not shorten those days, no flesh would be left. Check it out, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Listen, as you are hearing us now, the agenda continues. As you've listened to programs and have connected dots and have read materials, if you're a believer in Christ, the number one cutting edge, accurate, infallible insight is the prophetic biblical revelation. By the Word of God, we discern. By the Word of God, we have our ability to perceive and to know. And with it, we have a grid. In local churches of pastors and leaders everywhere, it is the Word of God that holds the authority that decides against the traditions of men, against syncretism in any way, against political encroachment and use of the body of Christ. The body of Christ must remain pure, and as Jesus, the head of the church, you know, the one who died to create, and he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. I believe the words of Jesus and the indestructible nature of the real body of Christ. I believe that when Jesus comes and the dead in Christ rise first, we who are alive by the hundreds of millions worldwide, instantaneous glorification, indestructible immortality, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, we who are alive, harpezo, caught up. Same word used in Revelation 12 concerning Christ in the ascension. You can use the term, the Latin term rapture if you want. I like the word harpezo in the force, and it's better to look at that Greek word and get the definitive picture of it. Because by the expressed power of God, in the return of Christ, something massive is going to occur. The culmination, the goal of salvation. If you are born again of the Spirit of God, in the twinkling of an eye. Listen, 1 Corinthians 15, you check it out. The Greek word atomic is used on an atomic level. This is the idea of the physics of God. The power of God is expressed. Those that have the gift of salvation, those who have received Christ, not because you joined a church, not because your name's on a roll, not because you're in a certain nation, not because you're mysteriously religious, not because you have a picture on the wall or a cross around your neck. None of that saves you. None of that can. None of that died for you. Not even the church saves anyone. The church didn't create Christ. Christ created the church. The church is subordinate to Christ. The church is initiated by Christ and ministered to by Christ and overseen by Christ. Read the seven churches there in the book of Revelation. Look who it is that deals with each one of them on a local level. Do a study of the biblical revelation of the Greek word ekklesia, church, used about 97 times in the scriptures, and almost 94 of those times it's local visible bodies of Christ. In mission serving Christ. He has a right to deal with those. He has a right to deal with Sardis. He has a right to deal with Laodicea. He has a right to tell the church in Ephesus about its loss of the first love. He has a right to call them or to warn them. If you're a believer in Christ, don't forget that judgment begins at the house of God, the Bema seat of Christ. That we will be judged according to what we've done in the body as a believer. Yes, that's right. God will deal with us. And I would think that every believer listening right now, regardless of what you claim your background is Jesus Christ Lord? Does the Spirit of God dwell in you? Romans chapter 8, the infallible Word of God says to all of us, priest, to all of us, nun, to all of us, pastor, to all of us, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. That's the Word of God, Romans chapter 8. Jesus said the words, you must be born again. It is Christ who died, Christ the Savior. It is Christ you call on to be saved. It doesn't make any difference if you go to a church building, write your name. It doesn't make any difference if you've been baptized as a baby and you think that somehow by that action you are saved. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ personally, where He's indwelling your life, you are none of His. Either you know God or you don't know God. If God is a mystery, if God is on the other side of the universe, if God is someone you want to know, if God is obscure to you, then let's make it very clear when you read, and you can read the Gospel of John. It is written for one reason, that you might see Christ, that you might believe upon Him, and that you might be given the gift of eternal life. It begins that way in the Gospel of John chapter 1. There are those that reject. There are those listening right now that may reject, to your own peril. The Word of God in 2 Thessalonians 2 says, they perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. But if you're listening right now, God summons you, God calls you. The Word of God also says, John's Gospel chapter 1, yet to everyone that received Him, Christ, and believed on Him, Christ, they had the right to become the child of God, born of God. Look at the context. Look at John's Gospel chapter 7, the invitation of Jesus. Did you know that it's a personal relationship? Did you know that it's about the living Christ coming into your life, making your spirit instantly alive to God, inseparably connected in fellowship, forgiveness of sin, power against the sin nature, Satan's rights being pulled off, and the implanting of the new nature, the new power of God, of the living Christ dwelling in you. Now the Word of God says, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name to call upon. Read all of the Gospels, read the book of Acts in all of the evangelism, and the call was to believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. If you're listening now and you don't know God, it is God that seeks you, that desires you, and probably the reason you're hearing this today. The Word of God says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The living Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit desiring to come into your life. He's already done the work of the cross, died, rose from the dead, blasting apart the finality of death, total forgiveness of sin, total freedom from the power and control of sin, the legality of Satan taken off. Listen, the gift of the Spirit of God being given inside of you, your spirit becoming alive to God. That's what occurs with a new nature and the gift of eternal life coming into your life. Is there any European that does not want that? Is there any Russian? What about a dear individual there in China? How about South Africa? How about in Brazil? How about in Sao Paulo? How about in Oslo? How about in France? In Paris, in London, in Rome, at the Vatican, do you know the living Christ? The dark side is real. Sin is yours and on your head until Christ comes into your life, forgives you, washes you, cleanses you, gives you His Spirit, and you come to know Him. Right now, call out, Lord Jesus Christ, I accept you. I receive you as Lord and Savior. Come into my life. Get in the Gospel of John. Write to me so we can give you materials. On our website, over to the left, scrolling down, you'll see a little square that says Dynamic Discipleship. In that series, there are one-hour training or MP3s sessions. How do you know for sure you're saved? What happens at the moment of salvation? How do you grow? It's all there for you free. We're at the end of the hour, and I want to say again, thank you for listening. To those who are Catholic, Roman Catholic, to those in the Vatican, to those worldwide that may have gotten this on a providential level, the smoke of Satan, the infiltration, there's no question of the black nobility and how deep it really goes. Take a check of Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. Notice how in the city of God, right where the prophet of God was, and underground, deeply invested, deeply embedded serpent Luciferic worship, human sacrifice, all of that was going on. God knew, even when the prophet, even when real believers indwelt by the Spirit of God who are in relationship to Christ and know that you know that you know that you're saved. Even when they don't know. Now, we have done a 14-hour training. I'm saying to every believer in the United States, most likely in most of Canada, Australia, throughout all of Europe, it's worse. In Europe, it's worse. In England, it's worse. In Italy, it's deeply worse. All of the rise of the regime of the Antichrist, all of the development of the Antichrist and his apocalypse and the ascendancy of the false prophet, the whole system, it's mainly European. Underground, operative, until its day. Let me say to you right now, if you read, listen to, and take it as training, it's called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Yeah, it's right there on our website. Over to the left, scrolling down, there's a whole bunch of courses and seminar materials, hundreds of training opportunities. We have more to say on this on Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And if for some reason we get knocked off live, we will do it this way and have it up for you. There's no question of the Spirit of God's urgency in this day and hour. If you're not saved, come to Christ now. If you're a believer in Christ, become as strong and as bold and as empowered as you possibly can. ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. This is Russ Dizdar. We need you to remember us in prayer. And thank you for remembering us in support. Good night.